and not Belaila. After Laila, mitzvah said a Belaila and not B'yayim. So Ketzir Saima cannot be done at night. It's not, it can't be kites, it can't bring a carbon oil. Okay? So the Machloikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag is how you paskin. Do you paskin that B'diyevet Ketzir Saima is kosher B'yayim? The Bahag is paskining that you could do Ketzir Saima B'yayim. And therefore, if you could do the Ketzira, you could do it, you can count during the Yom too. The Sphira is telling the Ketzira, and since the Ketzira can be done in the Yom, the Sphira could be done in the Yom too. And Rabbeinu Tam is paskening that the din is that we paskin, you can only do the Ketzira Belaila. And since you can only do Ketzira Belaila, you only do the Sphira Belaila. Therefore, quote Rabbeinu Tam, if one didn't count last night, which was 10, right? So there's no point of counting during the day because there's no mitzvah during the day, okay? So now, as a Rav, what would you say to Dug Dovi if somebody would come and ask you? Since you have Machloikas the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam, Dovi?
Count without a bracha?
What?
Count without a bracha?
So the first thing you'd say, you tell them to count. Like who?
Bahag.
Like the Bahag. Bahag holds you could still count.
Right.
But you tell him to make it without a bracha. Why? Because of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Because since it's called Rabbeinu Tam, you're not being Mekayim Mitzvah. So it's a bracha Vatala, so you can't make a bracha. So that's what we taka do. That's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is if you didn't count during the night, you count during the day. But without a bracha. Okay. Now, that's one part. And the Tosfos goes out there. Then, let's take a look at the end of Tosfos. Four lines before the end of Tosfos. Oid pasak ba'alachas g'daylus, the Bahag. Oid pasak ba'alachas g'daylus. She'im hifzik yom echad. If he didn't count one day, v'loy safar. He stopped when Veloy Safar. Shuv ain't a Sefer. Mishum debait mimus. The tame gdailahu Veloy Tachin. Tosfos argues on the Bahag. Bahag says if you miss one day, you don't count anymore. So if you didn't count last night, 10, and you didn't count today, during the day, so that's it. You don't count anymore. Okay? With Tamer Gdailahu Veloyatachim. Toy says it can't be. What's the Pshat in the Machlokes? Let's take out a Gemara Psachim, okay? Let's take out a Gemara Psachim. All right. Let's turn to Psachim, the Rush at the end of the Masechta. We shouldn't bring the Allah as a Sphere Saima in Psachim. The end of Psachim, okay? Okay, Simon Mem. Okay, you have it? Simon Mem. Right, I'm sorry, Mem starts the Sphira, Mem Aleph, Hechad El Shochach, okay, and then right before Mem Beis, you see Mem Beis? Okay, everybody has a Psachim? Yaakov Akiva, you have a Psachim?
Yeah.
Okay. Oid kasa bahag. B'kol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzmehi. Oh, see, Taich is up. Every night is its own. I'm sorry. Oid kasa bahag shem hifzik yom echad v'loy sifer shuv ein asifer debi'inan t'mimus. V'ein nira l'ri. Okay. B'kol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzmehi. Every night is its own mitzvah. Who cares if you didn't count? You didn't count 10, but tonight you're going to count the next day, right? You didn't count 9, you still count 10. That's what the re-holds. That's what the Bali Toysus holds. Masha'enken, the Bahag holds, that if you missed one night, you don't count the Shum Tmimis. In Shibole Aleket, Orishan, says that the Bahag holds that really it's one mitzvah composed of 49 parts. Yeah? It's one mitzvah. You're getting one mitzvah after you count 49. It's not you get 49 mitzvahs. That's what's mashav the Shibole Aleket. That the mitzvah is just like there's certain things you have to do, a few things to get the mitzvah, to be makayim the mitzvah. Right? You know, if a person, like we spoke about, you shech the carbon, right? You makabel the dam, but you're not zayrik the dam, you're not yaitz of the mitzvah. Each part is a mitzvah. True. Each part is a mitzvah, but you're not makayim the mitzvah till you do the parts that are ma'akev. So over here, in order to get the mitzvah, you have to do 49. How can you make a bracha every night? And a chenami, you're making a bracha every night because every night that's what you're supposed to do. Does that mean it becomes a bracha levatala if you go ahead and you miss? Let's say you counted 10 days. And all of a sudden, the next night, 9 days, and the next night, the 10th, right? And it's the calculator tonight. And then the 10th, you forgot, right? So that means you made 9 brachas of Atala. Pashtus not, right? You'll tell me the Mishnah Brura says that women shouldn't count. Why? Because they might forget. Does anybody know the Mishnah Brura? No? No. Okay. Everybody has a Mishnah Brura? Right, let's get a Mishnah Brura for a second. Let's look at Mishnah Brura. Tough pay test. Chelakei.
Does that sort of have anything to do with Minyan?
Minyan? What do you mean minyan?
That's why they forget, because they don't have with a minyan.
They have what?
That's why they would forget, because they don't have with a minyan.
I don't know.
Well, because we don't have minyan now.
You mean so we forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why the women forget. We'll see.
We still have a marv, so
women probably remember. Nowadays, they have so many things to remind you. Somebody gave the Rebbetzin a pillow that has the sphere on it. I told her it's a shtickle problem because it has a bracha on the pillow. She can't use it. You put a bracha on the pillow. I couldn't get over it. It's got the calendar on the pillow, right? They say women nowadays could count because they have calendars, they have WhatsApp, they have the lights flashing in and out, right? Somebody told me, I was in somebody's house last year, learning, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, the lights go up and on. I said, what's that? It says, remind me to count Sphira. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Look at the Mishabura Sif Cotton Gimbal. Nashim Vavadim Pturis, the mitzvah. The Pturis goes on women.
Pturim, which simon?
What, you have it?
Which simon?
Tough pay test. Should know that. Tough pay test, Sivkot and Gimel. The Nashim of the Pturis, the mitzvah, the Avi mitzvah, the man grammar, the Kosov Maganov, Miukvar Shavio Lechaiva. Women made upon themselves, just like they take Lulav, they go here, Shavio for the cow. Ukimiduma, it seems to me, the Bimidinasenu Lonogi Nashi Klalispar. That our women, in the same time, right, they didn't count. All right, the others, price can bring that they didn't. Women nowadays do count. Because of a safer Shulchan Shloima, the Kaponit Loyavarchu, even those women that count, they should make a bracha. Why? The bavada yitu b'yom echad. V'gama pirai v'enim yodim pirisha milah. That's a different thing. Nowadays, women know better than men. But he says, the vada yitu b'yom echad. They'll make a mistake. So the velt always learned pshat in this mishabura. They'll make a mistake, meaning they'll forget one night. Like you said, they don't have a minion, whatever the reason is. They'll forget one night. And Mimela, what'll be? And, right, they forget the 25th night. So 24 nights, it's a problem because they'll make a bracha levatala. What's the problem? So what if they forget? What's the problem if they forget? Men also forget sometimes.
We don't know we're going to forget.
You told me Pshat Mishra Brura.
Shadows, they'll probably mistake the day when they're counting. They'll probably get confused.
They will get what?
They'll probably have the wrong date when they count it. They'll probably think.
Why?
They'll just lose track. Maybe they'll count the wrong night.
You think so?
But Rebbe's saying it's not bracha levatala.
So what's the problem making? I mean, they'll make a bracha levatala because they count the wrong date. Instead of saying today's the 10th, they'll say today's the 9th.
Right.
Maybe. That should be a problem by men too, no?
Yeah, but you say women, I don't know, women don't know math, right? I don't know. So the old way of learning the Mishnah Berurah was always that a woman will forget. They didn't have calendars. They didn't have WhatsApp, whatever it's called, right? They didn't have all these reminders. So male, you should forget. And it's probably, it'll come out of bracha batal. Man, you know, he won't worry, he'll forget. He goes to a minion, he dives with a minion, and he won't forget. So there won't be a problem with bracha batal. But the same for Shulchan Shleima. So since I got Eitz HaChachma, I looked it up. I never saw the Sefer before. He doesn't say that. If you look at the Sefer Shulchan Shleima, you know what he says? He says, because a woman will forget, just like a man forgets. But when a man forgets, what does he do the next night? What?
He realizes he made a mistake?
Yeah. But besides that, he just learned the Taisvis. He just learned the Rush. According to the Baha, can you keep counting?
If you count during the day.
No. Let's say he forgot during the day too.
And no bracha.
What?
Count without a bracha.
According to the Bahag, what do you do?
You're done. You're finished. You can't count at all.
You what?
You can't count at all. It's not Tumim anymore. You can't count at all because it's not Tumim anymore. You can't count anymore because it's not Tumim.
You can't count anymore. Right. You can't count anymore. Correct. And according to Taisus, what do you do?
You just count because each one's on mitzvah. You just keep counting the next night's mitzvah.
With the bracha. So what would you tell him to do?
Count without a bracha.
Exactly. That's what we do, right? Everybody knows that. Look in Shulchan Aruch. You have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you. Take a look. Let's take a look. Bilel Sheni. Achat Filas HaMaskim Lisboa. Mishachal Lisboa B'tchil Salayla. Hoylach V'sefer Kol Layla. Umitzah Kol Achal Lisboa La'atzvah. Okay? Now, okay, goes into this. Let's take a look at Zion. Okay, let's look at Zion. Shachach v'lo berach kol alayla yisba b'yayim, because who you yaitz if you count during the day, like the Bahag, right? And what do? Yispa b'yayim b'loy bracha. Why? To be choshish. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Gimel. Yispa b'yayim kedas harbe poiskim de b'dievet sfiris yayim oyla l'sfira. B'loy bracha. De yesh lacho shadas ha-poiskim de ein sfira ela b'layla ukshem avarach b'yayim ulevatala. So what does he do now? So now he forgot during the day, during night, and he counts in the daytime. Now, According to the Bahag, was it Yotza?
Yeah.
Yes. So the next night, does he keep counting with a bracha?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. According to Ben Atam, was he Yotza the first night? No. The first day? No. But could he keep counting with a bracha according to Taisvis? Yes. Why? Because even though he missed, right? But Taisvis holds every night. Like the Rosh says, it's a separate mitzvah. So he's got the next mitzvah. In other words, he's not counting a sum total, right? And a chanami, if you count your money, one, two, three, and you forget one, you messed up your counting, right? You don't know where you're up to, you're not counting. But according to Taisvis, you're not counting a sum total, you're counting what that day is. Today's the 8th, today's the 9th, today's the 10th, right? And so forth, okay? So now, so let's say you taka forgot during the day and you, during the night and during the day. So according to the Bahag, what do you do from now on? Nothing. You lost out. Okay. According to Taisvis, you can keep counting with a bracha. So what would you tell a person to do? No.
Keep counting without a bracha.
You keep counting without a bracha. Let's look at the next halacha. Ches. Im shachach levarech be'echad mayamim. Levarech means to, not just to make a bracha. He means he didn't count. Right? Ben b'yam rishon ben sofer b'shay yamim b'loy bracha. You follow? Right? He forgot to count last night, the 10th. That means when he counts tonight, he counts without a bracha. He counts because the reed, the Taisals, is still a mitzvah. And according to the Bahag, there's no mitzvah. He can't make a bracha, right? So the Shulchan Shleima seems to say, a woman didn't learn this. She doesn't learn the Taisvis. She doesn't learn the Shulchan Aruch. She'll think, all right, I missed last night. I could still count tonight. And since I could still count tonight, what will she do? What will she do? Avi, ani b'emtza shiur, b'achei eser, m'eser echad esra ani, m'achei eser, achei eser, okay? So what does she do? She'll make a bracha. That's the bracha of Atala. If you look up the surface Shulchan Shleima, that means really the fact that you counted 48 days with a bracha and you missed the 49th, so even though according to the Bahag you don't get a mitzvah maybe, but that's not called the bracha of Atala. Because every time you did it, you had the right to do it. And since you had the right to do it, you had the right to make a bracha. Just like when you shech the carbon, you make a bracha. When you makabel the dam, you could be make a bracha. When you zayrik the dam, you make a bracha. Right? When you meilach. But if you mess up, you did a bit, the dam spills, and the carbon is possible, it's not called you made a bracha of a talim pash. Okay, but that's the din. Now, we're going to talk about the following. The following halacha. Look, in, it's a trumas adesha. I want, before we see the halacha, let's see what you say. Let's say I don't remember if I counted last night or I didn't count last night. I don't remember, like you said, right? We do without dominating with a minion, it's hard, right? First, I'll ask you a question like this. The a lot of times when we have the in Shabbos during the Sfira, right? So we daven early, right? During the summer months, we start davening early. And we don't count because it's not yet nighttime, correct? Let's say, you know, Tzeis is 8 something, 8:30 now, and we daven early. And then the Chazan makes, the Gabbai makes an announcement over. He makes an announcement. Everybody should remember that when you get home and we're past a certain time, count, right? And all of a sudden, a few guys come over to me and I tell them, you didn't die with a minion last night. So they say, Rebbe, how do you know? Because when they made an announcement that last night, Thursday, was 15, let's say, right? And don't forget to count tonight 16. So I saw you go like this. That means to me, you know what that means? You forgot to count last night. And now you don't know what to do. Right? Because you didn't count last night, Thursday. You would have counted today. The sun is still out. It's 6:30, 7 o'clock. But that's already Shabbos. So what do you say? Can you count or not count?
When you're taking in Shabbos, you're saying that it's already the next day, no?
So what would you
only
say?
Only El Shabbos.
We only say that El Shabbos, El Tosef Shabbos. In regards what? To Sfir Simer, it's... I think we say it's only considered Shabbos for the dinim of Shabbos. But for all other aspects, we don't actually. It's actually still called Shabbos, Friday. The day itself.
The Shimon's saying is that even though you makabel Shabbos, but you can't say that it's already a new day, and therefore you can keep counting. It's Friday with Kedusha Shabbos. Would everybody agree with that?
Wait, isn't the Lavush say that you can count after Plag Mincha?
Who?
The Lavush.
What about him?
Doesn't he say you can count after Plag Mincha?
Yeah, well, let's leave that right now. Why? But I'm asking you, but you could count after Plag Mincha for the day before too, right? If a person remembers tonight before 7:38, whatever, 7:40, whatever Shki was, he can still count. So whenever they pass me on Shabbos, I tell them, you can still count. And they say, Rebbe, how do you know? I said, what do you mean? You didn't think I have Ruach HaKodesh? Because I see a few guys, their heads bop up, and I knew they missed davening with a minion last night. So they didn't count. So the Chidah Paskins, you could count, like Shimon Shraga says, because you say that it's still Friday. This is Friday. Your Kabbal Shabbos can't change the day. That's the Vart. Even if, let's say you're Makabal Shabbos, right? 7 o'clock. And your wife also, and she gives birth. When's the bris? Friday or Shabbos? Yeah? A woman gives birth 7 o'clock. She was Makabal Shabbos, and all of a sudden, boom, she has a baby before Shkia. When's the bris going to be? No?
Friday. You can't change the day.
Right, you can't change it. Day's day. I just Kedusha Shabbos. You're right. It's a Kedusha Shabbos, Dinei Shabbos. But still, it's the baby was born Friday. You can't change the Metzias of it, Pashtas. Okay? There are a few problems with that. Lalacha, but Pashtas, you're right. And there you can. Now, but I ask you another question. Okay? Last night was the 10. And I'm sitting there and says, Oy vey, I don't remember if I counted or not. What should I do? I don't remember. What would you do tonight?
It's only a question according to the Bahag.
Yeah, according to the Bahag, what?
I'm saying according to the Taisis, you can make a new brach anyways.
And according to the Bahag?
It's a suffix levatoa.
It's a suffix. So if you ask the Bahag, what would the Bahag tell you?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't make a brach.
So it's a sfeik sfeika.
So a Bahag will tell you, make a, the what? Count. Well, without a bracha. Count, because maybe you still have to count. Maybe you did count. We can't make a bracha. And what would Taisus tell you? No, what's the difference? Keep counting. So what would be the din in this case?
Zogtrag Hashem. Sveik Sveika.
Sveik Sveika, right? So everybody remember Sveik Sveika? So
it's not really. It's a suffix.
What's the shayla here? A... According to Tosfos, can I make a bracha? 100%. Because even if you miss, you can still make a bracha. According to the Bahag, maybe you counted. So you've got two out of three scenarios. A, maybe the halacha is like Tosfos, so I can keep counting with a bracha. B, even if you're passing like the Bahag, maybe you did count last night, and you can keep counting with a bracha. So you have what's called a fake. Sveika, everybody remember Sveik Sveika, right? Yaakov Akiva, you remember what Sveik Sveika is? Where'd you have it?
Where did I say?
Where did you have it?
I remember.
Where'd you have it, boys? Come on.
Ksubis.
Ksubis, Taftes. Sofek Tachtav. Sofek Ba'ina Sabaratsa. That's the dinner sveik sveika. Look at the Mechaber.
Isn't a Sfeik Sfeika in the Metzias? Not like when we're not sure who we're passing like?
What? So?
Over here, it's not like it's a Sfeik Sfeika. We don't know. The Sfeik Sfeika is not in the Metzias. We just don't know who we're passing like.
Okay, so who said that's not called a Sfeik Sfeika? You don't have a Shach and Klali Sfeik Sfeika. Who's speaking? Has she?
Yeah.
Okay, so look at the Shach and Klali Sfeik Sfeika. But look at the Mechaber. Im Shachach Levarach Mechad Meyam and Ben Yam Yishmeza Sefer B'Shah Yam B'Labracha. Avil Im Hu Mesupak Evet Im Dile Gei Mechad V'Lot Safar Yisbar B'Shah Yamim B'Bracha. You see that? And the Be'er Goyle says, Trumas Adeshin. This is a Trumas Adeshin. Let's take a look at the bottom in the Mishabura. I mean, it's before the Mishabura, but he just brings it. He's, look at Mishabur Lamed Ches. What does he say? The Ika, no. Yaakov Akiva. No, everybody has the Mishabur. What does Mishabur say? Who has the Mishabur there? No.
Svek Sveika.
Ika Svek Sveika.
Ika Svek Sveika. Shema Ladila Klau. The Imtit Salaima Shadilek Shema Lacha. Okay, it doesn't seem you're bothered about who you're passing like. Yeah, Heshi.
Yeah.
Everybody gave Heshi a mazel tov, you know. He's a chassan. You met her on Zoom?
Sorry?
You met her on Zoom?
Yeah, that was before. We're...
Okay. All right. You have a date yet, or you depends on
Heshi? No idea. No idea.
Yeah. Fair. All right. Okay, so it's a Sfeik Sfeika. So now I'm going to tell you halacha that the Mishnah Berurah also brings from the Bach. It's based on Rishonim and Reish Dalet. In Hilchos Birkas Hanenim. It starts like this. How much do you have to eat to make a Bari Nefashis? No. How much you have to eat to make a bar nefashis?
Kazayis,
exactly. What happens if you eat a cashew?
It's a beria.
Who said that?
Dovi.
Who?
Dovi.
Dovi. What does it mean? It's a beria.
Since it's a whole thing by itself, it would need its own bracha.
We spoke about it, or you notice?
I know it a little bit.
A little bit, okay. So tell us what a beria is, Toby.
A beria is something that's a complete item. So it, even though it might not be enough in amount.
Give me a little more specific. What does it mean?
It's when you eat a berry.
When you eat chicken, right? What do you say? I ate
chicken.
You ate chicken. You say, ate a chicken? Usually not, unless you're really gluttonous. You don't eat a whole chicken, right?
Right.
You eat a piece of a chicken. Okay? Right. But when you eat an egg, what do you say?
I ate an egg.
Why?
You eat the whole thing.
Right. So it's a barrier. It's a whole entity. Right? Oh, what does that mean? Means like this, and Yerushalmi, we should bring Yerushalmi, that if you eat an old entity, even if it's lesser kazayis, it's based on the Gemara in Bavli, it's talking about Isurim. If a person ate an ant, you know what a centipede is?
Yeah.
What is a centipede?
It's a bug with a lot of legs.
How do you know that?
I'm a wealth of random information.
What else?
What else? What
else?
What else? Rashi in this week's parasha.
Rashi in this week's parasha. Who said that?
Baruch.
Who? Baruch. Exactly. Yesterday.
It's last week's parasha. Baruch
says that there's something called a centipede. What does a centipede mean? The centipede. I don't know how you pronounce it in French. Exactly. So there's something called a centipede. How big is a centipede? It's pretty small, they say. It's not a kazayis. So if you eat a centipede or you eat an ant, A-N-T, you are chayev malchus. Why? Because it's an entity. Because you don't say, I ate a part of an ant. I had some ant. I had an ant or whatever. A-ant. I had a centipede. But you have to eat it at one time. That's what's called a berry. If you break it up, that's Gemara. That's a Gemara in Gidonosha. That's the din. Chazal somehow understood the chashivas of a barrier gives it a chashivas of eating, and therefore you have malchus. You follow? The Gemara talks about little birds. I don't know what maybe that people know. Little birds that are less than the kazayas. Yeah, I never heard of it, but let's say a fly. If you eat it, you have malchus, even though it's not a kazayas. So in Yerushalmi, it says that if you eat a barrier of fruit, eat a cashew, eat a grape, you eat a whatever. It's a whole barrier, and you have to make a bracha achreina. Yeah? That's what it says in Yerushalmi. So many Rishonim say, yeah, but in Bavli it doesn't say that. So if the Bavli doesn't say it, we assume the Bavli argues. And other Rishonim say, who says? Just because the Bavli didn't discuss it doesn't mean the Bavli argues. Therefore, it's a suffix. So therefore, if a person ate a grape, it's a shiloh, he ate a cashew. Let's make it simpler. He ate a cashew, and okay, let's say it's a whole cashew. I know these cashews sometimes are cut, but if you had a whole cashew, it's a suffix if you're chayiv, you have to make a bracha, a raisin. Well, raisin. Let's see, do something else. Give me something else. A blueberry. I'll tell you why I'm skipping grapes for a second. You ate a blueberry, a whole blueberry. So it's a question if you make a burn of fascias. So what do you do if you did that? You know, you took a blueberry. It's very healthy, by the way, for you. And especially now that I say it helps your resistance. Okay, so eat blueberries. Okay, it's supposed to be very healthy. Antioxidants, I think they're called, right? So if you had a blueberry, what do?
So you don't eat make some a more blueberries so they have no more suffix.
What?
You should eat some more blueberries so they won't have a suffix.
Okay, you don't make a bracha. But if you ate a grape, then you're right. You should eat more grapes. Why? Because since grapes require a bracha main gimel, and that Rishonim hold bracha main gimel is deraisa, like bikkur from others, it should be machmir. You're correct. I mean, yeah, you're right. You should eat more just to be a. But anyway, that's the din. But let's say all you had was one berry, you don't make a bracha. Because it's a suffix if you pass it to Yerushalmi or you don't pass it to Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, there's a book, I think they call the Kazayas. Right? You ever see it? It measures everything. It shows you in pictures how big a cracker has to be, how big a this has to be. So, I don't know. Let's say grapes, medium-sized grapes. How much is a Kazayas of medium-sized grapes? Let's say 7 grapes make a kazayas. Let's say, okay? So now you're not sure how many you ate, right? You're not sure. If you ate 7, so you have to make a bracha chayin anyway because you had a kazayas. But you're not sure. So what do you have over there? A sveik sveika. Yeah? A sveik sveika. Suffolk maybe ate a kazayas. If I ate a kazayas, I still have to make a bracha choyna. And even if I didn't eat the kazayas, maybe the halacha is like the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds that you make a bracha on a barrier. You hear? In other words, I have one suffix, maybe I ate a kazayas. And even if I didn't eat a kazayas, I for sure ate a barrier. And maybe a barrier needs a bracha choyna, or maybe not. So you have 2 out of 3, or you could call 75%, that's all Shalalud, Sveik-Sveika. But in 3 scenarios, maybe ate a kazayas, maybe a barrier is chayiv, and maybe ate a barrier and a barrier is pata. So 2 out of 3 scenarios, the chances are that the statistics say Mistama, you are chayiv. Okay? So what do you do? What would you say to do? Sherman, Shragger Sherman?
I want to give my input, but it's not based off of Svara. It's based off of what we said last year.
The what?
It's not based off Svara. I think it's based off what we said last year.
We said this last year?
Yeah.
Okay. To Shemaya Tishma B'chadosh, B'yashin Tishma B'chadosh.
Yeah.
So what did we say last year?
I think we said that the two Sveikas are not, they don't fall into the category of the same Sveik.
No, so it is, we said last year, what we're going to say this year, that it is a good Sveika. But the Bach says, because it's a Bracha Levatala, Shah Bracha Levatala, we're Machmer, right? Who learned Bav Metzia here? Choshar Mamayna, Choshar Ashvuasa, Lo Choshar Ashvuasa. Taisus says, why? Because the Gemara says, "Oilam nizdaza," when the Bein Shav said, "Lasisa shma shav," right? To say his name in vain, the Rambam counts it as on Yom Kippur. It's an aveira chamura. It's together with chayvim misas and chayvim krisas. To say Hashem's name in vain, "Lasisa shma shav." Rambam holds when you make a bracha v'tol, it's a question of "Lasisa shma shav." Says the Bach that even though it is technically a sveik sveika, but when it comes to Hilchas Brachas, you are machmir and you do not use a sveik sveika to make a bracha. Okay? You don't use a sveik sveika to make a bracha. Okay? So the Prima Gadim on this halacha by Sfiras Aimer says, look at the Bach, look how the Poiskim Paskin like this Bach, right, Magen Avraham, and then afterwards the Mishnah Berurah, obviously the Prima Gadim before Mishnah Berurah, they say that you don't use a fake sveik and make a bracha. In fact, the Prima Gadim, so how come over here by Sfir Sahimah, we make a bracha with a fake sveik? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha. So Shraga Shimon, what did we say last year?
I think we said the sfeik is not on the bracha.
But one second, don't say it. You hear the question, everybody? Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes to think about it. Okay, so before we ask Raga Shimon to say, I'm going to tzushtel the following halacha. Okay? Like this. We learned Ein Holchim B'mamin Acharoy, right? Gemara Bava Basa, Bava Kama. What does that mean, Ein Holchim B'mamin Acharoy? Remember the Gemara Bava Basa says that Ruvain sells to Shimon a shor, right? And the shor is a loco shor. You know what a loco is? Yeah?
Because he's a nakhon.
You see bullfights. What?
He's a nakhon.
Right, nakhon. He's meshuggah. He's crazy. Right? He goes around. He's a nakhon. And you can't use him to plow. Right? So you go back to the owner, the seller, and you said, yeah, this is a lemon. This is a toast. You sold me a behemoth that I need to plow. And I can't plow with him. He goes crazy. Starts running after other animals instead of plowing. So the owner says, I didn't sell it to you to plow. I sold it to you for meat. What's the difference if he's just shecht and you can eat it? So he said, I didn't buy it for that reason. Okay. So he says, what do you want from me? So he said, wait a second. Let's go and take a look. What's the market? When people buy shvarim, the market is usually people go ahead and buy it to work for. Shvarim are usually for Radiyah, for working, right? So he says, yeah, but I sold it for Shechita. So therefore, he says, I'm not going to give you money back. Ah, you have a rive. Ein holchim b'mamin acha harive. Okay, you follow? Remember that Gemara? Ein holchim b'mamin. You don't go after mamin with a rive. You have a question here, if he gets back his mommy. He doesn't have to give a mamon. I'm a muchzik on the mamon, and I don't have to give it back to you because ain't olchem a mamon acharev. So we're going to use one kasha, the kiveg asks, the floor asks, like this. What's the, how do we know somebody is a father to a son? What's that based on? How do we know that?
Rav
Be'ilas Acharbal, right. The Gemara says that you know from Rav. Rav Be'ilas Acharbal. You go after Rav, right? The mother, you can she know the mother, so he'll give birth to the child. She's obviously the mother. But a father is you go after Rav. In fact, Kivega, before Kivega, Floy asks it, he says, so when it comes time to do pigeon or ben, why doesn't the father say, I don't want to pay the koyin? Who says it's my son? Ein alchem b'mam and achar Rav. Yeah? Shmuel, what happened to you?
Wasn't it a discussion of Isser before Mammon?
What?
Wasn't it a discussion of Isser before Mammon?
Who's that, Shmuel speaking?
Hashi,
yeah, the what?
That it was the Rive was Benegia Isser before it was Negia Mammon, so we already went after the Rive.
So this is a famous Yesoid that Achreinim, Rabbi Kiveger, the Nesivis, the Makne, Chemde Shloima, they all lived in the same generation. They all say the same Yesoid, what Hashi's saying. They said like this, wait a minute. When it came to the eighth day, who did the bris milah? The father. Could the father say, I don't want to do it? Who says I'm the father? Of course not. Why? Rav says, you're the father. Right? The Shmaitzer says this. I'm not in this kasha, I'm similar kashas. They tzushtel, not a later achrayim like Rav Shimon, and the Rosh Hashivas argued on the Tzushel, argued on the Yisrael, but right now we can use it just that, like this. The Rambam says, here's the question. Yisrael Akiva. Yisrael, Yaakov Akiva. So, like this. The Yisrael, like, why am I calling Yaakov? Because Akiva. Yisrael. You haven't been here so long, I forgot your name. Yisrael, you hear? Let's say like this. You need two edim to give a person malchus, right? A guy eats chaylev, okay? How many edim do you need to say that he's chayv malchus? Shimon? If one ed will say two. He ate chaylev, what? Shimon?
Two.
Two, right? You need two edim.
Two, no? Okay.
What? That's the din, right? Now, you come to Beis Din, Adam come and say, this guy ate this piece of chaylev, right? To Adam, so you give him malchus. So the guy says, wait a minute. How do you know this is chaylev? And the two Adam say, I don't know. So he says, so how do you have a right to say it's Adam? So he said, what do you mean? Because yesterday, the sheichet said it's chaylev. The guy who shechted it took this piece of meat. It looks like a frankfurter, right? And he said it's made out of chaylev, or it's chazer, whatever it is. So that sheichet, how many people was he?
One.
One. So why is he believed? Now we ate that piece of meat that one ate said is chaylev, is chazer. And now two ate him come and say he ate it. They have no idea it's chaylev. They just know that one guy said it's chaylev. Does he get malchus or not?
Yeah.
That's what the Rambam says, Hashi. You hear Hashi? He gets malchus. Why? This is what the Rambam calls yuchzak. You machzik this to be a piece of chaz, a piece of chayla. So in a similar vein, that's what the Achreinim say, the G'day of the Achreinim, like Hashi said, you know what this is? This is a piece of chayla, so therefore you ate a piece of chayla. This is a father. Why? Because other dinim, what, right? Did he have to do a bris milah? Yeah, for all other dinim, we consider him his father. And since for other dinim, we consider him his father, therefore, ein olchem amen acharoyv means if the shiloh was noilad right now, and you have a roiv. But if the roiv was already used to paskin something else, or it's used for a different situation, which is not mamon, then you use it for mamon too. You follow? Right? Everybody follows the svara? Yeah? In other words, ein olchem mamon acharoyv means I now have a shiloh. Did you buy this for meat or did you buy this for working, this shar? So the shayla is on rave right now. That's it. This is when the shayla is nailed. Ein olchem mamon acharoyv. But in the case of pidyon haben, the shayla is not just negay a pidyon haben. The shayla is negay other dinim, which is not mamon. And since you already paskin, you're paskining for other dinim, it's his father. So he's his father for mamon too. You follow? Therefore, based on that logic, go ahead, Shimon, Shaka Shimon. Therefore, we can make a difference between, we can differentiate between.
Between the baking of bracha on the burial and Sfiras Omer.
Why?
Because we, the first idea is whether it's a mitzvah or not. Then once we say
by burial, what's the shayla? The shayla is on the
chiyuv bracha.
The bracha, and on a bracha, you say you don't go after sfeik sfeika, but over here by counting, what's our shayla?
Whether there's a mitzvah or not.
Exactly. Are you mechuyev to count or not? The sfeik sfeika says you're mechuyev, not just it's a suffix and say suffix derais al chumra. You're mechuyev to count. The sfeik sfeika paskins for you. So the sfeik is telling you, you're chayv to count. So I can't say, oh, it's a sfeik in the bracha. The shayla is not on the bracha. The shayla is on the mitzvah. So the sfeik is paskin on the mitzvah. And since on the mitzvah you say it has a din vadai, therefore you don't apply this klal of sfeik legaber bracha, because the shayla is not on the bracha. Okay? That's the chayra, I would say, the tarots. To prima godim's kasha. Okay.
Rabbi, by the grapes, don't we say that the berachas hamazon is the mitzvah? The mitzvah and the bracha are the same thing.
Good, no? But that's the shayla, because your shayla is just like in mamon, the shayla is on mamon, and on that you have right. The shayla and the bracha is that you don't use the sfeik sfeika. But when a sfeik sfeika tells you there's a mitzvah, you can't say, oh, okay, there's a mitzvah, but don't make a bracha. The sfeik sfeika has told you there's a vaday mitzvah. Sfeik Sfeika says for sure you have a mitzvah. Just like Reif tells you for sure, I'm his father, Lagabe Bris Mila. I'm his father for other mitzvahs, for other things too. Okay, that I think is the simplest difference to be machalik between the two. Now, all right. Now, let's see. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. And as everybody knows, the bunch of Shikha Yeshua, unfortunately, one of the old time meet him in yeshiva, you know, fellas don't know, lost his mother yesterday.